This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Death toll of Baitari Jeep accident reaches 5. Education Minister Devendra Paudel says colleges having 100-bed hospital could run teaching learning activities of nursing subjects. And U.S. diplomats to boycott 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. Now, the news in detail. The death toll from Baitari Jeep accident has risen to 5. The death toll reached 5 after the demise of 40-year-old Janaki Bhattarai of Patan Municipality 1 while receiving treatment at Patan Primary Health Center. In charge of the area police office Patan, Rajesh Sahi confirmed the Kailapal-bound jeep from Patan Bazar met with an accident at Sakar Thali in Patan Municipality 1 on Monday, killing 4 people on the spot. According to in charge Sahi, those dead on the spot include 13-year-old Vinod Bhattarai and 72-year-old Rama Bhattarai, 24-year-old Prem Chunara and 20-year-old Manisha Bike of Patan Municipality 1, Sakar. Likewise, 5 others are injured in the accident. The health condition of 2 of the injured is said to be critical. Both of them are referred to Dareldura Hospital for further treatment. According to the police, 11 passengers, including a driver, were travelling in the jeep. The vehicle fell some 100 metres off the road. Jeep driver Khemraj Pandey of Patan 5, Basantapur, is absconding. The reason behind the accident is yet to be known. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Devendra Paudel, has said that only the colleges having their 100-bed hospital could run teaching learning activities of nursing subjects. Talking to a media person in Chitwan today, Minister Paudel opined that activities should not be carried out beyond the act formulated by Medical Education Commission. The Education Minister further said that the colleges meeting the criteria could run teaching learning activities of the nursing subject while the discussions was underway in case of others. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Threshta has said that he was working on a plan aimed to develop Chudi Ramga, the birthplace of national luminary and poet Bhanubhakta Acharya, into a literary and tourist hub. Stating that nothing significant has been done so far for Tanahu except taking pride in it being the birthplace of Adikavi, the minister who represents Tanahu Constituency 1 in the House of Representatives pledged to sit for discussions with stakeholders concerned for the protection, promotion and development of the area. A US-based Intranational Welfare and Support Foundation has promised to support the minister's plan to develop Chudi Ramga into a tourist site. The Shahid Dharma Bhakta National Transplant Center, also known as Human Organ Transplant Center in Bhaktapur, has successfully transplanted kidneys on 800 patients. Executive directors at center, Dr. Pukar Chandra Shrestha, confirmed the institution achieved success during its 9 years of operation. According to Executive Director Shrestha, the transplant was 100% successful on the part on organ donor, while 98% in kidney transplant. The center was established in 2012. The team under the leadership of Nepali student Nikita Sahi has clinched the first position in the South Asian Economics Students Summit. Besides Nepal, students from India, Bangladesh, Afghanistan, Pakistan and Sri Lanka had participated in the summit. Sahi's team has also won a prize of $3,000. She is a BBS fifth semester student at Trivan Multiple Campus in Palpa. Sahi said the research she presented at the summit won the prize. It took 8 months for the research on textile industries. The summit has been organized since 2019. It was to be organized in Sri Lanka this time but was conducted online due to the risk of coronavirus infection. 8 teams had participated in the event. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the rest of the provinces today. Light rain is possible at one or two places of the Province 1 and Bagmati Province, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and central high mountainous region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. The United States has announced a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing, China. The White House said no official delegation would be sent to the Games because of concerns about China's human rights record. But it said U.S. athletes could attend and would have a government's full support. China has previously said it will take resolute countermeasures in the event of a boycott. U.S. President Joe Biden said last month he was weighing up a diplomatic boycott of the event. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed the boycott on Monday, saying that the administration would not contribute to the fanfare of the Olympics. Western powers have called on Russia to lower tensions with the Ukraine and backed Kiev against any threats from Moscow. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with U.K. Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the leaders of the France, Germany and Italy, agreeing to use all their tools at their disposal to prevent aggression. Mr. Biden is to speak to Russia's President Vladimir Putin by video call later today. Russia has boosted its troops near Ukraine's border, prompting fears. But Moscow said it has no plan to attack Ukraine and has accused Western nations. The White House said they had formed a joint strategy to impose significant and severe harm on the Russian economy should Russia launch an invasion. Dozens of Rohingya refugees in the UK and US have sued Facebook, accusing the social media giant of allowing hate speech against them to spread. They are demanding more than $150 billion in compensation, claiming Facebook's platform promoted violence against the persecuted minority. An estimated 10,000 Rohingya Muslims were killed during a military crackdown in Buddhist-majority Myanmar in 2017. Facebook, now called Meta, did not immediately respond to the allegations. The company is accused of allowing the dissemination of hateful and dangerous misinformation to continue for years. Facebook has more than 20 million users in Myanmar. For many, Facebook is their main and only way of getting and sharing news. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Death toll of Baitari Jeep accident reaches 5. Education Minister Devendra Poudil says colleges having 100-bed hospital could run teaching learning activities of nursing subjects. And U.S. diplomats to boycott 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.